Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Herb Jeffries. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Henry. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dutch Henry. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Rees. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Tony Lazzari. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bubbles Hargrave. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Ben Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Sherrod. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Roy Sherrod. And now, play ball. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lazzari. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watwood throws the ball into Jeffries, who tags Rees trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lazzari for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a pop-up towards short. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherrod covering, for the out. Two outs. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Bird reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Rees is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rees is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rees hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bird trying to get to home. Whatwood throws the ball into Tate, who tags Bird, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ruth moves to third. Lazzari moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Henry covering, for the out. Ruth scores. Lazzari moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Yankees. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Rice reaches second base with a double. Lazzari scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 1 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Rice scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Yankees. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherrod hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jolly moves to third. Cecil moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jolly scores. Cecil moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bird hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. Bird moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 1 in the game. Henry takes first base on ball 4. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chapman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Sherrod covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubbles Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-2 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman bunts towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Sherrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherrod is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherrod hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Bird settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. John Kerr now playing second base. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jeffries scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruth for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-2 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sherrod fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lazzari hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. he's got one RBI. Gehrig hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler pinch hits for Irv Jeffries. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzler for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood strikes out. Hargrave drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Whatwood out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.